You know that feeling. You spend ages crafting this like perfect message and then poof, it just disappears.
Yeah, like shouting into the wind sometimes.
Exactly. Like
Yeah.
you're in this massive, noisy room trying to get a word in. Today, we're diving into something that can really help cut through that noise. It's called audience segmentation.
It sounds a bit technical, maybe.
A little, but trust me, it can be a real game changer for actually getting heard.
Absolutely. I mean, we're just flooded with information constantly, aren't we?
Yeah.
Generic stuff, it just doesn't land anymore.
Totally ignored.
So, our mission today, looking at the ideas in Speak Directly, the power of audience segmentation, is really to unpack this, give you a clear sense of how splitting up your audience, strategically makes your communication way more effective.
Oh, I see. So, audience segmentation, let's break it down. It's not just marketing speak, right? At its heart, it's about being smarter about who you're actually talking to.
That's it, exactly. It's moving past thinking of everyone as just one big blob.
Yeah.
Audience segmentation means you see your wider audience is really made up of smaller groups, subgroups,
Okay.
and each one has its own unique things going on.
Okay.
The source material mentions segmenting based on demographics first.
Yeah.
You know, the basics, age, location, income, that kind of stuff.
Pretty standard. Like, you wouldn't market retirement plans to teenagers. Seems obvious, but we forget sometimes.
We do, but it gets up like way more interesting when you go deeper than just those surface details.
Okay, how so?
Well, Speak Directly also really stresses psychographics, and that's about understanding the why behind people, their inner world.
Ah, so like what they care about,
Yeah.
their values.
Exactly. Interests, values, lifestyle, what they aspire to. And then there's behavior. Super effective.
Behavior, like what they actually do.
Yeah. How have they interacted with you before or with similar things? What do they buy? What articles do they click on? What videos do they watch? It all gives you clues, really valuable clues.
Gotcha. So the source uses this analogy, right? Instead of just like throwing a giant net in the ocean and hoping for the best.
You're being smarter. Choosing your spot, the right bait, maybe even the time of day, all based on the specific fish you want to catch.
Precisely. That targeted approach, that's where the power lies. And okay, this brings us to the big question, why? Why bother doing all this segmenting work? What are the actual payoffs?
Well, the source hits a big one straight away. Relevance, increased relevance.
Right.
Think about it yourself, right? If a message talks directly to your specific situation, your problems, your goals, you just naturally pay more attention.
It feels like they're talking to you, not just at you. And
Exactly.
that relevance, it directly leads to more engagement. Think about your own online habits. Are you more likely to click on, say, tips for beginner gardeners if you've just started gardening, or some general article about, I don't know, global agriculture?
Beginner tips, for sure.
Right. When content resonates, people click, they read, they share, they actually do something.
And it's not just about clicks and shares, is it? It translates to like actual results. The source mentions better conversion rates. Yes, absolutely. If your message hits a specific pain point for a specific group and clearly shows how you solve that specific problem.
Then they're way more likely to take the next step.
Exactly. Whether that's buying something, signing up, asking for more info, whatever that step might be.
Okay, and what's really interesting too is how this affects like your resources, your time and money.
Oh, hugely.
Yeah.
Instead of spraying your message everywhere, hoping some of it sticks, which is, expensive and often inefficient,
Yeah.
segmentation lets you focus your budget, your energy on the groups most likely to actually respond. It's just much more strategic, better return on investment.
Makes total sense. It's like, okay, group A is really into this feature. Let's talk to them about that. Simple, but powerful.
It really is. And there's one more key benefit the source highlights: building stronger relationships.
Ah, the long game.
Precisely. When you consistently give specific groups stuff that's actually relevant and valuable to them.
You're not just a faceless company anymore.
Right. You build trust. You become
Yeah.
a resource, someone who gets their specific needs. That creates loyalty, long-term connection.
Okay, the why is crystal clear now. Huge benefits.
Yeah.
So let's shift to the how. How do we actually do this? Speak Directly lays out some key steps, starting with gathering information.
Data collection. Yep, that's the foundation. You
Yeah.
absolutely need info about your audience.
Where do you get?
Speak Directly points to a few key channels. Surveys are one, just asking people directly.
Okay.
Website analytics, seeing how people use your site, what pages they visit, how long they stay.
Read the digital footprint.
Exactly. Social media insights, what are they talking about, what interests pop up. And CRM data, if you have it.
CRM.
Customer Relationship Management System. Basically, a database of your interactions with customers. Mm-hmm. It could be a gold mine for past behavior preferences, things like that.
Okay, so you collect all this stuff, data points everywhere. Now what? It sounds like it could be overwhelming.
It can be. That's why the next step is crucial. Analysis and identification.
Making sense of it all.
Yep. You got to sift through it. Look for patterns. Find those common threads, those shared characteristics that let you define different groups. What makes segment A different from segment B?
Okay, finding the common ground within groups and the differences between groups.
Precisely. And then you actually, you know, create the segments. And the source makes a good point here. Good segments need certain qualities.
Like what?
They need to be distinct, first off.
Yeah.
Genuinely different from each other.
Okay.
Measurable. You need to be able to track them somehow. Mm. Accessible, you need a way to actually reach them. And substantial, big enough to be worth the focused effort.
Right. No point creating a segment of three people.
Exactly. So once you have these clear, solid segments defined, now comes the fun part, really.
Tailoring the message.
Tailoring the message and the content. This is where you use everything you learned about each segment, their needs, interests, how they like to get information, and you craft specific stuff just for them.
So maybe segment A gets like a detailed report while segment B gets a short, punchy video.
Perfect example. Or maybe one group responds best to email, another to social media ads. You customize the what and the where.
And that's it. Set it and forget it.
Ah, definitely not. The final step, and it's ongoing, is testing and optimization.
Always tweaking.
Always tweaking. You have to watch how things are performing.
Mm.
Are these segmented messages actually working better? Where can you improve? And, you know, people change. Audiences evolve. So your segments might need to evolve, too. It's not static.
You know, thinking about this from the other side, as the person receiving the messages, it just makes so much sense.
Yeah.
We've all gotten those totally random emails, right? Instant delete.
Oh, yeah.
But then you get that one message that feels like it was written just for you. It hits on something you were literally just thinking about. That's this in action, isn't it?
That is exactly it. Think about the last thing, maybe an email or an ad that really caught your eye. Why did it work?
Probably because it felt relevant. It spoke to me somehow.
Chances are, yeah. It addressed an interest, a need, a problem you actually have. That's the power of getting specific.
So for everyone listening, maybe take a second to think about your own world. Could be work, could be a side project, could even be, I don't know, planning a family event.
Yeah, applies broadly.
How could you apply this idea? Are there different groups you're trying to reach? Could you tailor how you talk to each one a bit more?
It's a great exercise. Who are the distinct groups you communicate with? And honestly, what do you really know about their specific needs or goals, even their frustrations?
Yeah, maybe where could you find out just a little bit more to understand them better? Even small insights can help.
Definitely.
So wrapping this all up, the big message from Speak Directly seems to be it's not just about shouting louder.
No, it's about speaking more clearly to the right people. Precision over just sheer volume.
Right. The power isn't just in reach, it's in resonance.
And the takeaways are pretty straightforward, really. Segment your audience strategically. Understand each segment deeply using data. Then tailor your communication.
The result? More relevance, more engagement, and honestly, just more effectiveness overall. Less wasted effort.
Better connections. Stronger relationships.
So here's a final thought for you to chew on. Instead of just broadcasting, how can you start forging more direct, meaningful connections? How can you really lean into understanding and addressing the specific needs of the different groups in your life or work, starting, like, today?
Where's one place you could apply this? Even in a small way, right after listening, something to think about.